More than 500 protesters poured into the State House in Montpelier this afternoon. They were demanding action from lawmakers and the governor because they say elected officials here aren't doing enough to support poor and working class Vermonters. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there.
Uniformed police stood guard outside the Vermont State House Friday as a parade of activists wended its way through downtown Montpelier. Law enforcement wasn't looking to stand in anyone's way, though, and when the mass of demonstrators reached the doors of the Capitol, they passed freely onto the premises. Legislators and lobbyists looked on, some with bemusement and others with disdain, as the chanting crowd made its way through the lobby, Cedar Creek Room, and even the cafeteria. Almost as quickly as they had entered, the throng filed out onto the State House lawn for an afternoon rally. Sergeant-at-Arms Janet Miller says the event went about as well as could be expected.
We had prepared for it. We had a plan. And I think the plan went according to what we had decided.
The tactic might not have earned the crowd any new fans in the State House, but many of the activists say they're done with the current crop of lawmakers anyway. State employee John Howe says the nearly $14 million in proposed cuts to wages and benefits of state workers exemplifies the problem with Montpelier. The Vermont State Employees Association put several tax proposals on the table. Lawmakers and the governor rejected them all.
We think that, by and large, the people that are in the State House are working for the wealthy. Hence, our proposals to tax the wealthy are going down the drain, and particularly with the Democratic Party, which we thought was a pro-labor, pro-worker party, has turned to be very much, with the governor at the helm, a party that is protecting wealth.
The May Day rally featured people representing numerous causes, from migrant justice and racial equality to single-payer health care and human services. Kim Brittenham is the civil rights manager at the Vermont Center for Independent Living. Brittenham says services for Vermonters with disabilities are under fire from a democratically controlled legislature that her organization had more faith in.
As somebody who's lived here for the past 25 years and worked shoulder to shoulder with some of our lawmakers on different projects, you know, to support women that are incarcerated or people who are low income or vulnerable because of disability, and I'm flabbergasted. I really am.
General fund spending is up by close to 5% under the budget passed by the Senate Friday afternoon. House Speaker Shap Smith says the legislature is paying for that new spending in part by asking for more from wealthier residents.
I mean, we did actually raise taxes on people who are higher income. We made some decisions that were tough decisions, but we need to have a sustainable budget. We did protect most programs for those who are most vulnerable in the state of Vermont.
Protesters reserve some of their harshest words for Governor Peter Shumlin. Members of the Vermont Progressive Party have indicated they'll likely find a candidate to challenge the Democratic governor in 2016, assuming he seeks re-election. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.